You're listening to Vatican Radio.
US and other officials say Russia is moving nuclear-capable missiles into Kaliningrad, the tiny Russian enclave sitting between Poland and Lithuania, from where they could potentially reach several European cities as part of a wider standoff with the West. Stefan Voss reports that the Russian military movements also come after the United States, for the first time, publicly accused Russia of orchestrating a string of cyber attacks targeting US political organizations and prominent current and former officials.
Estonian radio said Russian Iskander M missiles are already en route from the Russian city of St. Petersburg to Kaliningrad in a civilian transport ship. The nuclear-capable missiles' rockets have a range of about 500 kilometers and could reach several European cities, including in neighboring Poland and Lithuania. There was no immediate comment from Russia on the reports, but Moscow had threatened to place a missile system in Kaliningrad on the doorstep of the European Union and the NATO military alliance. Additionally, Russia has confirmed that it is considering plans to resume its military presence in Vietnam and Cuba, while in Europe, Finland's defense ministry said it had already scrambled jets at least twice in recent days to monitor suspected airspace violations by Russian fighter planes there. The announcements come amid wider east-west tensions over Russia's role in Ukraine and Syria, especially between Washington and Moscow, most notably over an ongoing Russian-backed Syrian government offensive on the city of Aleppo that has killed hundreds of civilians. Besides a direct military standoff, tensions are also increasing online. The US government has for the first time publicly accused Russia of orchestrating a string of cyber attacks targeting US political organizations and prominent current and former officials in what Washington called a bid to interfere with the US election process. Last month, Democratic Party presidential candidate Hillary Clinton already suggested Russia's involvement in the debate with her Republican rival Donald Trump.
There's no doubt now that Russia has used cyber attacks against all kinds of organizations in our country, and I am deeply concerned about this. I know Donald's very praiseworthy of Vladimir Putin, but Putin is playing a really tough, long game here.
Now the Office of the Director of National Intelligence and the Department of Homeland Security says that it is confident that the Russian government directed the hacking of emails of individuals and groups, including the Democratic National Committee. The Kremlin has dismissed the U.S. statement as some kind of nonsense, but the rhetoric has once again raised international concerns about the worst east-west tensions since the Cold War. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.